Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. I'd like to show you what's been going on for the last few days with NoteWriter. I just released NoteWriter 1.3 tonight, and let me give you a summary of what's been going on. So in version 1.1, I added help index and how to use help in the help menu. Version 1.2 is and I also added the delete option in the edit menu. And version 1.2 was simply a bug fix for the help thing, because how to use help, help index, and help contest were all occupying the same hotkey H, and I'm not gonna I don't want that, because that's most of the items in the menu, and it would be kind of weird having the same hotkey for almost everything in that menu. So it's been renamed to index and help index and help, and how to use help have been renamed to index and using help. So it's I and you are the hotkeys for those two menu items. Now, in 1.3, I basically added window. So in the window menu, the tile will make the window tile horizontally, and it doesn't mention that in the UI, but underneath it will horizontally tile the window. So after looking through the resource file, I found tile hors is window tile hors is horizontal, and window tile vert is vertical. So now there's tile horizontal and tile vertical in the window menu, and I'm wondering, Jake, that occupies two hotkeys. Isn't that breaking the rule? Well, not really, because if you're in the window menu, there's some other options like cascade and arrange icons and new window and your active windows, and there's more windows which will display more windows if you have a whole bunch open. So if you hit T, you'll be in your tile option, so that's acceptable. Now, let me show you what we have. Oh, by the way, the install is actually a README in it, and there's a license agreement. So I will go ahead and launch the installer.
Run file op C code items. NoteWriter SRC, NoteWriter user account control, NoteWriter dialog. Do you wish to install NoteWriter? Yes button Alt plus Y.
Yes.
NoteWriter dialog. Do you accept all of the terms of the preceding license agreement? If you choose no, install will close. To install, you must accept this agreement. Please read the following license agreement. Press the.
So I'm gonna make it read from the top.
NoteWriter V1.3 basic text editor copyright C 2016 by David Jake. All rights reserved. Redistribution and use in source and binary forms, with or without modification, are permitted provided that the following conditions are met. 1. Redistributions of source code must retain the above copyright notice, this list of conditions, and the following disclaimer. 2. Redistributions in binary form must reproduce the above copyright notice, this list of conditions, and the following disclaimer in the documentation and / or other materials provided with the distribution. This software is provided by the author as is, and any express or implied warranties, including, but not limited to, the implied warranties of merchantability and fitness for a particular purpose are disclaimed. In no event shall the author be liable for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, exemplary, or consequential damages, including, but not limited to, procurement of substitute goods or services, loss of use, data, or profits, or business interruption, however caused, and on any theory of liability, whether in contract, strict liability, or tort, including negligence or otherwise, arising in any way out of the use of this software, even if advised of the possibility of such damage.
Yeah, I know, it's a lot to take in, but seriously, I saw this kind of thing in a lot of open source licenses, and I basically took this text from another license and modified it with the name of the product and version and stuff. So, you know, I'm just for extra clarity. I know no one's really gonna like blame me for damage, because the people I know wouldn't do that. But just in case anything happens with your computer because of this software, do not blame it on me. So it's all on you, and I'm not responsible for whatever people do with the software. I'm not responsible for. So, and I recommend, and I think that's a good idea to give me credit if you modify it in any way. Just give me credit by keeping that copyright notice there, like based on then that copyright notice or whatever. So I'll press tab.
Yes, button Alt plus Y.
Enter.
Note Writer dialog. Please type the location where you want to place the extracted file edit. Let's see. Code backslash N-O-T-E-W-R-T-E. Note Writer dialog. The folder. See colon backslash Note Writer does not exist. Do you want to create it? Yes, but no. Note Writer dialog. Note Writer has been installed.
Now, let's go in the folder.
Run type C-code text. C-N. Note. C-code files.txt 1 of 6.
Now, there's a thing called files.txt, which basically shows what each file is in this package.
Files.txt. Note. The following files are included in the NoteWriter distribution. NoteWriter.exe. The NoteWriter executable NoteWriter.hlp. The NoteWriter help file NoteWriter.cmt. Contents index for help file readme.txt. NoteWriter readme license.txt. NoteWriter license files.txt. This file.
Yeah. So.
C colon backslash.
Let's go. Let's read the readme.
R. Readme. Readme. NoteWriter readme. General information. NoteWriter is a basic, free and open source text editor for the Windows operating system. It runs on Windows 95 all the way up to modern versions of Windows. It supports rich text format documents and can view multiple documents at a time. It is also possible to embed OLE objects into documents, and you can also use NoteWriter as an OLE server. Background information. Windows comes with two text editors, namely Notepad and WordPad. I have never seen a program that was sort of both in one program, so this is what NoteWriter is. It has the basic text editing functions of Notepad and the rich edit control of WordPad. Also, Notepad and WordPad are different in different versions of Windows, so it is a good idea to have a text editor that stays the same, no matter what version of Windows you are using. NoteWriter relies on back-end components of the operating system, such as the print settings and insert object dialogs, so the options in these dialogs depend on your operating system and what applications you have installed. But generally, these dialogs didn't change much over the years. Technical information. NoteWriter is written in C++ and is based on the Microsoft Foundation Classes, MFC. To build NoteWriter, you will need Visual Studio 6, which you can find on websites that host abandonware software. Optionally, to build the installer, you will need iExpress, which is included with Windows XP, and later revision history 1.3. Both tile options are in the window menu instead of only one option, that being tile horizontally. 1.2. Renamed help index and how to use help to index and using help. This prevents three menu items from having the same hotkey. 1.1. Add and delete in edit menu. Add and help index and how to use help in help menu. 1.0. Initial version of NoteWriter. Contact information. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact me. My email address is davidjake@gmail.com. I hope you enjoy this program.
So that's the readme. I want to go back to 1.2 because I think I misheard it. Let's see.
1.2. Rename help index and how to use help to index and using help. This prevent.
Yeah. Okay.
C colon X.
Now let's get into the app.
N. NoteWriter.exe. NoteWriter. Note one. Edit multi-line blank.
Now this is familiar. So let's go into the edit menu.
Files
and differences.
Edit undo control plus the unavailable U1 unset. Cut control, copy control, paste control, delete DL unavailable.
Yep, delete, it's there. To prove it works, let me just type something.
T-P-F-T.
Now,
test.
Let me just select T and D.
T select, E selected. Edit, uncut, cut, paste, delete DL, D6 subs. Note right, send, S, T, blank, send.
S-T. It's gone. So, let's see.
File sum, edit sum, view sum menu alt plus V. Window sum, new window N1 of 7.
Now, I can't test the other thing because there's a visual, but since it's not grayed out, I'm assuming it works. I may need to get someone sighted to evaluate this, and, you know, it's there at least.
Window sum, help system, help topics H1 of 5.
Yep, if you're on XP or older, this menu will be most useful to you guys. So help topics will just open the help file as is.
Index item of 5.
It will open a window that displays the index that it won't read. You have to copy it to the clipboard and paste in document or something.
Using help U3 of 5.
It'll just open the how to use help thing in Windows. If you don't know how to use the help, you could just access it through here. In Windows 3.1 applications, these three menu items were really seen a lot, but in the late 90s it just seemed to be only help topics and about. So I mean, I just want to kind of bring these back, you know.
About NoteWriter, A5 of 5.
Let's look at the about dialog to see to look at the changes to this dialogue.
About NoteWriter dialog. NoteWriter V1.3 basic text editor copyright C 2016 by Davidjake. All rights reserved. Okay,
yep.
Button.
my cyber name is there, so people can track this program down to me. And I also have a GitHub repository for this. There's not much on there. All that's really on there is a zip file with the source code, because I couldn't figure out how to upload folders into GitHub, because it'd be kind of a mess, because I just want to zip up the source code, upload it, and then, you know, it's more complete that way. So if you download the repository, you've got the source file, the source code zip file, and the build exe. So that's really all that's there. I mean, I just started it last night, so I will, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and I'll see you in the next podcast with, I don't know. I mean, I might add more functions to NoteWriter, figure out how, because I've tried adding some things that I couldn't get working, but I'm not going to go into that because I don't want to make people say, Jake, add this. I mean, if you already tried adding, you can try doing it. I'm keep quiet of what I'm trying to do, and if things work, I'll surprise you guys with something. So, yeah, I'll see you guys next podcast. Bye.